Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys. A partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Melissa here with you on The Morning Run. It's time now for Market Watch, and I have with me on the line Abel Goon, analyst at TA Securities, with a look at the auto sector. Good morning, Abel. Now, Malaysia's vehicle sales saw a big slump in the middle of the year, but what do you think about the past few months? Has it been as bleak?
The volume car sales have been exceptionally weak so far. We see volume drops across the board for all the different brands, Toyota, Honda. The only brands that are doing well are the luxury brands. So we think that this is due to they are offering more discounts, like Volkswagen. They had a drop everything campaign, which was able to sell a lot of models. And we heard from MBM that actually Volkswagen, for their Jetta, their stock has ran out for the old stock.
What about the new model launches, Abel, like the recent Produa Beza?
The sales performance was within expectations. They were doing about 1,000 a month, I think, which was what Produa expected. So you see that Produa didn't really change their forecasted number for 2016. I think that they already expected the levels of sales.
And for Proton, well, it launched the new Persona recently, and it's got a new Saga model expected out soon. Just how much do you think this will help the auto market?
Definitely. These new models should probably drive sales in the second half. So the second half will definitely be better than the first half. These car launches were expected. So although it will be better, I think it still won't be as good as last year.
Well, let's take a look at Berjaya Auto. They released their quarterlies last week with a 20% quarter-on-quarter fall in net profit. What did you make of this?
Oh, it was actually below expectations, mainly due to the stronger yen against the ringgit. Yeah, it was at average rate for the yen was about 3.85 compared to the previous quarter was about 3.6.
How much of its earnings were weighed by forex fluctuations?
According to my model, I think it's about 10% lower than what I expected or more. Yeah, because the input costs were significantly higher because they import all their CPU kits directly from Japan. So the stronger yen definitely pushed up the cost of sales, yeah.
Abel, there's also news that B Auto plans to list its Philippine arm. Now, what developments are we seeing on that front?
There are not much details on the Philippines listing currently, but we believe that they may use the same business model as in Malaysian business, where they will opt for asset-light, cash-rich model. So they'll probably use the proceeds to purchase an associate stake and begin producing CKD models. So this will be able to push up their volumes in Philippines because CKD models have a price incentive. So the costs are lower, they can price their models more attractively. So this should push up their sales volume in Philippines.
So you have a buy call on B Auto. Do you think the stock rally will have legs, or is this more of a dividend play?
Currently, it's more of a dividend play because of the weak ringgit against the yen. But if this were to turn around, so if the ringgit gains against the yen, there will be space for the share price to run. And especially if their Philippines operations, they succeed in increasing the volumes with their CKD models and they manage to sell it at the, manage to list it at attractive price, Yeah, so the cash freed up from their Philippines listing may be paid out as a special dividend. That's quite likely.
Abel, what's your outlook for the auto sector? Do you think that it will continue to be weighed down by weak sentiment?
Actually, from what I gather around the industry, demand is still there, but it's mainly due to the high purchase loan approvals. The appetite for that is lower, and banks are not giving out as many loans as they used to. So I think that will be the main factor in reducing the volumes. Currently underweight, and so yeah, Berjaya Auto is the only buy call I have in the sector.
Abel, what's your outlook for the auto sector? Do you think that it will continue to be weighed down by weak sentiment?
For the auto sector, the impact is actually quite low. It's only a few, less than 50 ringgit per month that is reduced from the loan, depending on what car you purchase. But yeah, it's not much. It's not as big as the house loans, or because for car loans, the amount you take is smaller. So it doesn't have a huge impact unless they cut the interest rate by a lot. Then not much impact for the recent cut.
Have you also noticed lower loan approval rates for car loans?
Yeah, I mean it fluctuates, but the reject rate for passenger car loans has actually increased since last year. Even though loan applications have dropped, but the reject rates have increased. So overall, loan approvals are lower compared to previously.
Thanks for speaking with us. That was Abel Goon, analyst at TA Securities.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
We see the news that teen vaping's on the rise, but teens see something else. Internet videos that talk up fun flavors and downplay the dangers of nicotine. How can parents talk so kids will listen? Use facts. 1. Nicotine can rewire teens' brains. 2. It can make kids more anxious. 3. Changes to the brain can be permanent. So even when it tastes like candy, nicotine is brain poison. Go to flavorshookkids.org for more.